Thanks, organizers, for the invitation. And this is a joint work with Duke Kula and Michael Rappaport. So first we'll start with a formula. So A will be square free and R. And have an even number of prime factors. And B will be a quaternion algebra, indefinite quaternion algebra. Over Q of discriminant N. And OB is a fixed maximum order. So from this, you can produce a Schirmer curve N. And so MC will be equal to, this is over Q, will be equal to just OB plus mod, upper half plane and lower half plane. Okay. End will take as a stack, the end, but you can just think it's a Schirmer curve. This is just all before. What else I need? Oh, okay. And we'll define some just a Higgins cycle there. For do that, we just take V will be X in B and trace zero. And for this vector space, we'll give a quadratic form, just reduce the norm. Let me just write that dx. Just reduce the norm. So the Higgins cycle really just a quadratic thing, but for the later on, when I want to define Green's function, I give another way to write them down. So to do that, I have this identification is, let's call them D, is all this W belong to VC. So it's over C, vector space over C, and such that is zero, and such W is omega. And bar is less than zero, mod. Just take a Z to WZ. Z negative Z squared 1 negative Z. Then for each X in V of R, the points here, you can already define D is already equal to Z belong to and X W Z equal to zero. And again in mod. Okay. So this is either if X has positive determinant, this will have 2 points here basically. And otherwise, is if X is a negative determinant, we have no points there. So this basically is negative two plane. Yes. Okay. So what's the my cycle? For each T, if it's positive, I just take a ZT equal to what X belong to V, but I'm really taking the lattice OB, the maximum lattice here, and determinant X equal to T mod OB class. and then you take just the dx, you project to the curve, Schumann curve. Okay, so zero being zero cycle there. Okay, so what I will do is just from here you can produce this have a degree and the order theory give isolated zero net, but let's just forget about that, just define zeta b of tau equal to, so let me put one more thing here. Omega will be the Hodge bundle. N. Okay, then I just take ZT and then I want to get into degree zero. What I do is just take minus degree ZT and omega N divided by volume of N, whatever the volume is. And you take the Q to the N. And that's an N number equal to the T, so T. T is bigger than zero. This will be in Jacobian of M tensor with Q. Because I might have a denominator here. Okay? So this will give an M is Mumford another. Okay, the Model Way group of the N. And turns out, by theorem of Borchers, you can prove this really is a modular form of weight 3/2. So. Of weight 3/2 level 4n and valued in. Okay? So you produce a modular form here, so then you can do self-unlimiting. So what you do is now you have, suppose you have a modular form of weight 3/2 cuspid form of 4n. Then you can, let's call it theta b of f equal to upper half open mod gamma 0 over 4n theta b of tau f tau m mu d mu, perhaps I should have put a v of 3/2 d mu of tau. This will be just a number. Not a number, sorry. This is really a Jacobian of N. Perhaps, have to be more careful here. Yeah, it's just here. But that's here. But here, perhaps I should take. If I just to be sure, perhaps I should tensor with C. Because this might not be, have some compass member there. Okay? So, the question will be when this will be non-vanishing, for example. You do this, you get, when this will be non-vanishing. So here's the theorem. To do that, to tell this non-vanishing, I have to say, a little bit more notation. This F will give you a cuspidal representation SP on this metaplatic group of covering of SL2. So it's cuspidal representation of G prime of A will be equal to metaplatic covering of SL2 of A. And this n is square free is odd, basically says everywhere. At, so when the 3-half tells you this sigma infinity will be a discrete series of when 3-half. And the other says basically this sigma t will be always principal series, unramified principal series. For p not divides n, not divides infinity, and then sigma of mu p is special representation, and mu p is square equal to p is unramified when p is divides n. Okay, so for each of this is unramified, then you have this number. That's called sigma p will be equal to just mu p of p, because unramified, you take the uniformizer, you plug in, and then you, what do I do? Take p to the half. This will become plus or minus one per negative here. So key here is this number is related to local root numbers. And I will not write exactly there, but let's say global like this. If you take half of, so you have the representation, you can talk about what projective thing to representation on PGL2, this is the same thing as you do Schirmer activity on the half integral module form to a integral module form. Okay? So this is equal to so here's the theorem. This is theta f is non-vanishing if and only if each of these is negative 1. And for every p divided n, and the derivative is not vanishing. So to look at this different region, look at this local condition, you have to be good, and this also have a global obstruction here. Okay? And moreover, we want a value here. So moreover, in such a case, if you look at this theta B of F, so this now really is on the Jacobians. And you look at the theta B itself, do you write that? Anything there at all? No, that's good. And so this also on the Jacobian, you can talk about Laurent Tate hard pairing, and that's equal to F, still come back to F. Oh, I have to see something. Never mind. Times some constant C times derivative of half here. I should have assumed F will be in 4n is a new form of weight 3-half level 4n in Coulomb's class space. Certainly you want to take eigenforms, you don't want to take an arbitrary form, then you still take an F1, that's really big difference. So C is an explicit constant. So this is very similar to the Gross-Zagier formula says you have a derivative equal to the hard pairing. In particular, if you want to get a special case, you can say, well, you take another case. It's another Petersen inner product. Again, with F, then you get like this. Right. So this looks like a Gross-Zagier formula, and this one like Gross-Zagier and Kunin. But there is a difference there. The difference is here we really just talk about the error function itself. And in Gross-Zagier formula, Kunin-Zagier, and later on extended by Shou-Zhang, they really talk about the quadratic base change to a quadratic extension. So really, they're talking about this. But you tensor with chi d. Okay? And so, on the other hand, if you look at what Fourier have a formula for this, related to inner product itself and Fourier coefficients and his set and limiting both inner product and Fourier coefficients. Basically, in my opinion, I haven't checked yet. There are three formulas. Our formula here and the Gross-Zagier formula, the whole thing, and the Wasprand formula here. And two of them perhaps will get the third one. And it's in theory. To really check in detail, you take that's a different story. So to prove this, give up, I don't have this proof. I also want to extend this, what will happen, say, this guy is not sometimes positive one. Right, this will be vanishing. What about the derivative? I still want derivative. And what should you take? And also, what about this guy? This is even case. This rule number is positive one. Then you want to get a value, and what's value related to? Hopefully, you want to get a similar formula like this. If you want to do three things, we need to introduce three ingredients. I want to say that. First is extend the theta d of tau to a modular form of weight 3/2 level 4n, but the value in more integral part. So in you first have some integral over z, and you take the arithmetic chalk groups there. Okay. So let's call them theta hat. And this was done by Kozolak. He will explain this next week. And second, we use Dubney integral instead of the Rankine-Seabury integral. Usually we see that. The Dubney integral will give you the error function, what we wanted, in terms of an integral against is an Eisen series, but this Eisen series will be in just two Eisen series times f. And G will still will be SL2. But this will be an Eisen series on SP4. And we'll take 1 and 2 like this. Okay? And this will be equal to your and plus something, we really have to compute it. That's a dirty work you have to do. And this is a general theory, but you have to compute the dirty work here. This is the second ingredient, pure. From here, we are also see which B you should pick. If I give you F, there I just start with the B, I'm going to go over this way. Suppose that you only kept an error function, you start with F. You go backwards, what B do you pick? And this formula will tell you which B to pick, and which order you pick. In general, you should not just pick maximum order, you should pick some equal order. Okay? That's what we'll do. Three is the relation between, so you get here, and you also have this Einstein series, really a lot related to this Einstein series with this set function. That looks like this formula. Will be equal to derivative at tau 1, tau 2. That's the formula I want. And in fact, I don't really need that much. I really don't want to need. I'll need is something here. You compute these, they're almost the same. The difference will be something orthogonal to F. Okay? And this part also will be explained in class lecture next week. Basically, we really want to get you. Our original goal is not about error function, it's about Einstein series. We really got some identity, explicit identity, not just something. We really know what the something is. But in terms of error function, you can just have a shortcut. Okay? So I will start with explaining what's the double integral here today. This is really followed Piotrowski, Shapiro, and Radis. We just make it more explicit. So here is G will be SO2, and G prime will be covering. And G tilde will be SP4 and so here's a W will go like this G cross G map to G tilde. If we take A1, B1, and C1, D1, and A2, B2, C2, D2. Basically, just map to A1, B1, C1, D1, A2, B2, C2, D2. Okay? Then, you see, when you do the set letter on, you will get, really want to get a bar. The bar will be appeared as somewhere here, but negative here. Okay. So that'd be I, and you extend this to G prime and I prime. Let's extend to them. Okay. And inside of here, you have the parabolic. Same thing as here, you have a parabolic, zygote parabolic like this. Okay, zero parabolic. Then you can do induced representation is Now for each of these phi, let's have the peak across several section. I want to be always factorizable. You can produce an Eisen series. It's E of G prime S C. It'll be equal to G Q mod P Q and phi of this. And this is Eisen series is absolute convergent when real part is big, have analytic continuation, have function equation, and have everything you wanted. And particularly the holomorphic at S equals 0. So the integral we'll think about is some integral thing like this. You take I prime, say G1 prime, G2 prime, S3, and you look at F G2 prime, B G2 prime. So the F will be the G A and G Q. This is Z of G prime S and phi and F. That's my dumb integral. And because the Eisen series, you can unfold. You do carefully, you get this answer. Okay, this F is your new form related to the sigma your representation. Okay? This is the cuspid representation. And perhaps I should take, really will take it orthogonal to the set of functions. But I don't worry too much about it. See, that's a good thing about here is see, all of a sudden become, really become local computation. And in particular, this give you also a so especially give you, if you check them carefully, it'll become a really, they give an F, you can express as integral, see, you check this action on G prime on this side and G prime on this side, so this is G prime and G prime equivalent. So if you take of phi is say k0 of n for n, that's k0 for n invariant, then the whole thing will be also k0 invariant, and you only have one of these new form, then you'll be multiple of new form. So you get this will be equal to if phi is right, so it's a constant because there's multiple of this guy here. That's what the whole point of it is to do. And moreover, this constant can compute locally. Because locally, you can just look at these, you also get P of S, C, G prime, and S, C F really just computer, not is the GP, you just do the same thing. Phi of G2 prime of F D G2. Now the F is not just a function, it's not a function anymore, just a representation from sigma P. So if you have a sigma, you can write as sigma P. Then this will be just a on the element here, you pick this invariant. Here I'm cheating a little bit. When I say invariant, really have an embedding from the maximum compact to the splint to the covering, and you really somehow have a character there, I just ignore that part. Okay? So this will be equal to, again, equal to Cp of S phi, plus Cp, here's Cp, then C, and F, like this. And this will be equal to the product of the order. Okay? So the key part is just how you compute it. And depends on Cp, and the F is basically pretty much no choice except that F P equals 2, we explain a little bit later on. So you just need to choose phi. Okay? So I'll tell you how to choose phi. And you don't have much choice either, basically. Local computation. And what's the choice of Cp? Okay? And here we have to use our wave representation. You look at that's the quaternion algebra come from. Take the Bp is a quaternion algebra. Over QP and VP is a trace zero element in B. And you have the quadratic extension, then you always have this Schwarz function on VP square, and this GP prime acts on this by wave representation. Let's call them omega psi, dependent psi. Psi are all fixed as canonical ones. Then there is a nice equivalent map from this representation to the induced representation. Okay. It's going from phi P to lambda P of Cp is equal to omega psi of G prime phi zero. And it just happens to be really nice to be equivalent. And even nicer is you see how many quaternion algebra I have. I really have two quaternion algebra. One is split, another is ramified, right? Let's call split one is positive, and then you really get like this, lambda of P of this guy here, let's call them S VP, let's say it's split, let's just split that called positive square, and you also have the other guy here, S of VP negative square. This is where the ramified, they, you take the image of this guy, they are really, it's disjoint, and the whole thing equal to, okay. And also this standard, it can give you any of these section, it can build up a so-called standard section to the I, S. Although this is not equivalent, just build up one then, okay. Let's still call them Cp. That's what we do. Okay. So from here, I want to get these. I really just pick some of this here. Just pick from here or here. Okay. That's what I need to do. Now I build up. when p is not divided to n, not divided to n, my field has to be unramified everywhere. So that's you really come from this. Cp, you have to really have no choice. You just take the Cp will be equal to Cp0, equal to Lp is equal to M2 you take really have to take split quaternary algebra, matrix algebra, and you take the trace zero of this guy here. That's what you do. And you get the formula like this. The Fp is spherical. If it is P is not equal to 2, and P equals 2, there is not unique. There are two dimensional things, really. And it happened to be this action on there, you get two dimensional thing, you have an eigenfunction. One of the eigenvalue is 0, another eigenfunction is what we need. Okay, we pick that one. Once you pick the eigenfunction, you're also unique. You have to be doing a little bit more work on there. And here's the answer you get. Will be equal to Fp. But now here's the formula. Local was predicting the air function you divide by zeta p of 2s plus 2. And that's it for p not equals 2. And when p equals 2, you have to put a constant there. The constant can compute explicitly again. So let's call cp here. Okay? But cp equals 1. Everything else you can just come in. Very simple constant, I just don't want to write them down. So that's why you get this here, you get this constant here. When P divides N, that's where introducing come out. So really, you need to get like, really like this kind of, so Cp will be K0 of P invariant, right, this is invariant. And what you take, you can take a couple of things. First, you can take the whole thing there, then you do the integral, you get 0, because it's just too big. The invariant is just too big there. You get 0, so it's no good. You take two things. One, you take this, Cp, let's call it Cp1, equal to of Lp1, and Lp is equal to AB negative AC belong to M2Z, just like Vp, sorry, and C is congruent to 0 mod P. So the sub, that's up there, certainly K1 of P invariant. And another thing you can also take is take a phi p ramified. This is bp will be division algebra over qp. And that's also because even the maximum order still have k0p invariant. We have a level p there by definition. So what's the formula you get? Here's what you get. Zeta of S phi p 1, that's, this is phi p 1 of Fp, will be equal to Fp S plus half watts per J of sigma p. And here's the interesting part. 1 plus epsilon of sigma p, q p to the negative s. and times some constant. The constant, I'm not so sure this is the right constant. I don't remember anymore. Either plus or minus or minus plus. There's two here. And we do the other thing. Maybe also is the same thing here, of course we knew that. This will be become exactly 1 minus zeta sigma t, p to the negative s. The point C here is when s equals 0, if we really care about it, one of them exactly vanishes, as by that really you shouldn't know. That can be there. And the other one doesn't vanish. Okay? And finally, at p equals infinity, you get a similar formula, but no, with no trouble. So p equal to infinity, you really take fp equal to really the weight of 3 eigenfunction. You take a similar with the for infinity, you also take the same thing. But it's on the GSP4, SP4. You take the same thing, eigenfunction there. Then you get the same thing. Is also equal to f, and this is really just some constants, and this will not change anything there. So if you look at this, then suppose I want to get the integral, the total integral, put them together, right? Basically, infinity have no choice, and the p does not divide n have no choice, and only here one have some choice. Okay. So here's the choice. You basically have no choice at an even case, so this is choice of B. Is if it's odd case, is as I said before, this is negative 1, then the even number of these is negative 1. Okay, so you just take D is equal to P divides N, P of sigma P equals negative 1 P. This have an odd number of B's, primes. That's your B you take. So B will be, it's quotient algebra. Over Q discriminant D. And R will be the Eichler order of conductor A. So the other part you take the split case. So then you take phi P, phi F will be just equal to characteristic polynomial. The function of this. Then you get your phi f, and we have already have infinity, then you have this formula. This will be equal to CS is nothing really important, then here because all I want to be positive. That's what I want to do. Okay? And if you like, you can write as tau 1, tau 2. at infinity range is until SL2. Okay? That's the formula. Then you want to find a derivative, just find a derivative of this. This is my derivative of this, and 1, derivative 2, and this is just nothing, just 2. This is 0. Okay? And this you can rewrite as, if you want, more classically, then it becomes tau 1, tau 2. This will become like this. That's why you have the I, then you put negative, negative, and make this look like this way. And this will be just the tau. Okay? This whole thing has tau 2 here. And that's the formula we talked about that before. So let me briefly say what's the even case. So this is the theorem. An even case. So this is really very similar to Gross. Is if the function equality is even, you can do the same thing, but then D is have other number of primes. What you do is just take a B to be definitely quaternary algebra. Over Q of discriminant D infinity. And B, R is the same. And in this case, if you take that, not only this thing, this is really come from the lattice, this also come from lattice too. The phi infinity is also equal to lambda infinity of phi P. Phi infinity is a phi infinity. And phi infinity is Gaussian of in S V infinity. This is the positive definite now. Okay? Then you can do the similar, you do the same thing, then really become classical from representation, become the same formula. Equal to L of half F times something explicit and non-zero. Okay? Then here you can go, this you can use Ziegler wave formula to make this as a set integral. And then you use this radius unit product formula, just standard, you get like something like this. You tensor with F, you get like this, theta of phi F, theta phi F equal to this phi will be where phi will be equal to the character function of R hat tensor with phi infinity. This is SVA. And the theta function is a typical theta liberty. Oh, I don't need to put it here. Let's just, yeah, I want to put it here. That's all the formula you get there. So this part is more, very similar to Gross' formula, where he, in the Montreal paper, he talked about what about air function, he talked about this quaternion algebra, he noticed all these brand matrices, all this stuff. This really comes from here. Okay. The other case is, suppose I don't want to do that. You can also have to, suppose you don't want a quaternion algebra, you really want that definitely quaternion algebra, you can do this. You take this, and then you have the D, so what do you take the D? Suppose you have one P0 divided N, such that P of sigma P is equal to 1. Suppose you have one, if you don't have one, you do another case. Then you take D equal to P0 times P. This will become even. You can get B quaternion algebra like this, and you get R, you do similar thing. Then you find yourself here is, this part become negative now, because you pick a wrong sign here. So when you take the, when S equals 0, this will be automatically 0, right? So you take a derivative of this. That's easy to do because just a polynomial, you take a derivative, it's very simple. So you get this. You don't get that here. You get something like this. Log P. And here, still have derivative. Okay? Because that's still have derivative. So you really get a derivative here. So now I have time only 5 minutes. I'll explain what's the arithmetic set of functions and what's the relative to that. And good thing is next week Steve will give talk about what's the arithmetic set of functions there and what's the relation there in more detail. So here, now I go back to R equals OB case. In general, you can still do that, but the theorem we proved is only when R equals OB. Okay? So M will be Z for A and I, and A is Abelian surface over a base field, a base scheme S, and I is OB of SA, and with a determinate condition is equal to determinant of A, the reducer norm. I just write determinant as reducer norm, okay? So that's my here, and the MC is the same as before I write it before. For the quadratic divisor we write down, you can also have a similar modular interpretation. Is over Z of A, I, and X. So A, I is before, but X will be an endomorphism and X squared become negative x squared be determinant, okay? And you can check here, okay? And that's equal to, exactly equal to Okay. Then here you have, now we need to build up a Green's function. This will be happen to, I don't think I have time now, so I just say have one. T, V. And V will be for T this T, and V will be anything bigger than zero, Green function. And what is good about it is this fact. If T is bigger than zero, this is a Green's function. Really the Green's function on this. Okay, so it becomes an arithmetic cycle. And T is less than zero, well, you don't have this guy, that's fine. And this is smooth. So you get zero. It's also a Green's function for the empty. So just say this is smooth. Okay, so then you build up into a function. Then you build up this function, set of t, tau equal to. So let's call these guys, depends on t, but also depends on some other element of v. Let's call it v. Equal to this or that. Here, I just say, what's that? Zero v equal to just omega hat and plus some constant c. The constant c is also just some constant, supposed to be zero. If it's not zero, just put there. And this omega hat is normalized, in the, it has a Hodge bundle, and it take normalized, some renormalized metric on there. Okay? And v, now, so we have some meaning here. Tau is u plus iv. So this v is the real part, imaginary part of tau. Okay. So here's the theorem. It's theta tau is a modular form. Of weight 3/2 level. For n valued in here. And not only that, if you go from here to this Jacobian of n tends to q, you get your theta beta. So basically this is an extension of the total thing here. From here you can always get a map to chow on one. Then you really want to get to here, then there is a map from here to there. Okay? That's what he did there. And this is, he'll explain this in more detail, so I'll just start there. And now you see, suppose I have the other things, the three things I want to say. Forgot, let me write here just to remind you. And plus something, you can ignore them. Can ignore it. Then you just put the formula here, you'll be done. Basically, you see, just look at this formula. Right? You get theta tau 1 theta of f. Now this set f will become equal to theta tau f and v 3/2 d mu. This will become, this is Gillet-Soulet kind of independent. This is the range on the azimuth chow. This is also azimuth chow. So you take the genocelli, and this will be equal to you take the bar here, so then F. This is the Peterson. Then this is equal to, this really just equal to theta of negative tau 2. Okay? And this will be equal to, exactly equal to that guy, times something nonsense, killed by F. And this is here. So you have this formula equal to this, and that's your answer. Okay, so you get, final result will be theta tau and theta of F will be equal to this formula. When this is when and the vertical case and the other case, this becomes derivative. So equal to F tau 1. This is the other case, and times some constant here. No really care anymore. And look at P. This is even case. Okay? So that's the final formula we want to say. I think that's it.